You're listening to KHUM. This is Bailey, and that was just Earl Thomas, of course, with Working Together. And right now, I am very, very pleased to have Julie Fulkerson and Amy Uwecki in here. Did I get it right?
You got it right.
Awesome, sweet. And you both got involved with organizing the Women's March, which is happening Saturday here in Eureka. How did you get involved with this?
It was really a group of local women who came together and knew that there was a national march on Washington, and saw that there were others forming, and lots of us were really interested in going but couldn't, and decided that making a local statement is much more important to keep it, you know, close to home. So
one of the things that's been fascinating to watch is it was sort of this spontaneous coming together initially of people who wanted to help, and now there are so many who are interested in jumping in and doing the specifics of organizing for the march, but then hundreds and hundreds who are going to actually be there.
Yeah, which is amazing. You just told me the latest count, Amy, of the marches that are happening globally.
And it's amazing, because I think we were talking about it in the car, and I decided to check online to see what the latest count was, and I think we were talking about 80 or so, and then we looked at the marker on the national page, and it was over 600 marches and 1.3 million people who had registered or RSVP'd to this event. So that means that there are a lot more people who are actually attending who don't even know they're supposed to RSVP. So it's very exciting, and I love to go to that site and see those numbers just flash in front of your eyes.
And if people want to check out the site, what is the site?
Well, I think if you just Google Women's March on D.C. or Women's March on Washington, and then a bunch of different things come up, but it's actually there's the national site that you go to, and then they have sister marches. So there is an amazing map that shows, it's so full of red dots where all these marches are happening, that's on all continents. I don't know how many countries, but
it's all over the world.
It's all over the world.
That gives me chills. So many people coming together in solidarity.
In solidarity, and in a positive way too. We want to support each other and go forward and feel like everyone is heard.
I love the mission statement that's on the Women's March website. It says, "We stand together in solidarity with our partners and children for the protection of our rights, our safety, our health, our families, recognizing that our vibrant and diverse communities are the strength of our country."
Well, that says it all. I think for myself, if I think of one word, it's inclusion. Mm-hmm. That many people have felt excluded and maligned or criticized or even made fun of. And this is an opportunity for us to come together and look at each other, walk with each other, and recognize that everybody, all this diversity and the differences are really what make us strong. It's very exciting. I think being in this march will be unforgettable.
And we need things like this, especially off all the rhetoric that was happening surrounding the election last year.
Mm-hmm. It's really true. And I think it was sort of nice that, in terms of starting things off with MLK Day and all the people who came out for the Eureka March.
There were twice as many as last year.
It was very inspiring. And I'm hoping, fingers crossed, we have the kind of weather that we had on Monday. But, you know, this is Humboldt County, rain or shine. We're going to be there. There are going to be paddlers in the water, and they don't care if it's raining or not. So I think we'll just all be prepared for whatever weather is there. It's going to be a, you know, one-time global event, so everybody needs to be there.
And that's amazing that you have kayakers also on the march, mm-hmm. that will be paddling mm-hmm. in unison.
It could be unique in one of these 600 cities that this will be the only paddling city, which is great. But I'm imagining that women and men, everyone, will show up. I can't imagine, I mean, unless you really can't get out of your driveway because of a fallen tree or something like that, or heaven forbid here in Ferndale with the bridge, I think everybody who says they want to come will be there. Because, as Amy says, it's a one-time opportunity. If you do it Saturday, or you'll miss out. And we're Humboldters. What we do not stay in because of the rain.
I mean, we or can, nobody would do anything.
No, we can hope. True. We can hope that it won't be rainy or windy like it is right now. And it's looking a little better for Saturday. But I'm hoping everybody will show up despite the weather.
And we're really encouraging people to carpool and to come early. And those who are not able to do the walk, we will have vans that we're asking people if they have vans and would like to volunteer. They're actually able to follow. We're having police escort, and they will follow directly after the police escort. And those are for people who are not able to walk. So we're encouraging all participants.
Well, thank you for being all-inclusive like
Absolutely.
That. That's definitely important and vital. And more things in this world need to be more inclusive for people.
The Eureka City Police have been very helpful in with the planning and will be very helpful the day of the march. We're really fortunate to have their support.
Yes.
They're remarkable.
They are remarkable. And it was a buy-in. And all the planning happened so quickly with the holidays and everything coming together that it's amazing that we've had so much interest in so little time and so much cooperation from so many different groups wanting to help and volunteer.
Well, I think that so many people are out there wondering, what can I do, especially after this? I've seen a lot of horrible things happen recently. And what can I do? And this is something that everybody can get involved with and just show our solidarity. And
that's really true. Now, we do have a Facebook presence. So if people want to find out more information, they can go to our Facebook site, which is Women's March on Eureka. And there is also a sort of a sister site that was started by the paddlers here. And I just found it today. It's actually Women's March on DC and paddle. So if you go to that and you see that it takes place in Eureka, there's more information if you're interested in the paddling aspect of it.
Okay, wonderful. And this is going on Saturday in Eureka over at C Street Market Square. That's at 1st and C Streets. The rally begins at 1 p.m. and the march will be immediately following. So everybody needs to come out to the Women's
March.
Yes,
and you really don't need to know anything except to show up at C Street, because then we're just going to follow the leaders. And there's a short, sort of a short walk for those who don't want to walk the full distance. And then there'll be a little bit longer walk, and then everybody will return to C Street. So
that's where will the walk, what's the route?
The walk goes, the longer walk will be about 1 mile, and it'll go basically from the foot of C Street to Adorney Center and back.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
That's 1 mile. And then at some point, which will be, we have safety marshals on every corner. So those who are deciding to do the shorter walk of half a mile, they will be directed at some point to turn off and then to circle around back. And there is a map that will show all this that will be posted to our Facebook site. But really, you don't need to see a map. All you need to know is you need to be there at 1 p.m. for the rally, which will be probably about an hour, not more than an hour. The walk will probably start about 2:15, and it's short. So either way, 1 mile or half a mile. We won't be running or anything. Everyone will be able to keep up.
I think it'll be too crowded to run. I don't know that we've ever had, I mean, it's conceivable that we'll have 1,500 to 2,000 people walking. That's a lot of people on a city street. So we'll just be walking. It'll be a very gentle pace.
Yeah, there's already 1,200 people have RSVP'd to the Women's March on Eureka, which is cool.
That is amazing.
Well, amazing.
And as Amy said, I mean, not everybody's on Facebook, for one thing. Not everybody's going to register. So, and we're talking to people right now who maybe are just hearing about this for the first time. So you have a huge audience of people who might show up on Saturday that we have no count for.
And you don't need to RSVP.
No, you do not need to RSVP. No.
Okay.
It's open to everyone.
Thank you so much for coming in to talk to me about this. Once again, the Women's March in Eureka is happening on Saturday at 1 p.m. on over at C and First Streets. So come on out and please show your solidarity with this.
Thank you, Bailey.
Yeah, thank you so much. See you there.
Yeah, I will be there for sure.
Great.
And anyone else that I can drag with me.
Good.
All right, we're going to take a short break, and then Larry is up next because it's almost 2 o'clock. You're listening to KHAM.